This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President and Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden met Thursday with the family of Jacob Blake, a black man shot by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Biden spent more than an hour in private with Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., his siblings, and one of his attorneys. Blake's mother, Julia Jackson, and another attorney, Benjamin Crump, joined in by phone. Crump said the younger Blake participated in the meeting by telephone from his hospital bed. Blake's shooting touched off several days of sometimes violent protests in the city. President Trump visited 2 days ago but did not meet with the Blake family. Later, Trump is headed to another battleground state for November's election, Biden's birth state of Pennsylvania. The White House is denying that President Donald Trump's comments urging voters in North Carolina to vote by mail and then try to vote again in person to test the mail-in ballot system this year are aimed at undercutting the presidential election. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted the president has fought hard for an election system that is fair and free from fraud or abuse.
So what Democrats want you to do is say, trust us, but don't verify. Don't verify that your vote's been counted. This president's trying to enfranchise Americans, which is exactly what he's been saying. He wants every American to have a vote.
Earlier, Trump had tweeted that people who vote by mail early should show up at polling places and vote again if their ballots haven't been counted. That was a slight walk back from comments on Wednesday when he suggested people vote twice to test the mail-in system. The president claims, without evidence, that the November 3rd election will be awash in fraud because so many voters will mail in their ballots to avoid being exposed to the coronavirus at polling sites.